The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I want to officially welcome everybody to the broadcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome our Facebook Live audience. If you are new to the broadcast, we welcome you to the broadcast. We hope you enjoy today's segment. If you're new, let us know in the comments section below that you're new so that we can appropriately welcome you. If you're on YouTube and this is your first time joining us, again, we welcome you to the broadcast and we welcome you as well. And of course, we welcome our podcast audience as well. Today, I want to be dealing with a subject again. I know that everybody's jumping on here, but we're going to be dealing with the Red Dawn threat. The Red Dawn threat. Now, what am I talking about when I say the Red Dawn threat? There was two films. There was an original and there was a remake. The first original film, in fact, this is one of my favorite films there on the left of your screen, was Red Dawn. This film was produced in 1984. One of the lead stars in it was Patrick Swayze. And it was a film depicted in the United States involving an invasion by the Soviet Union and its Cuban and Nicaraguan allies. However, the onset of World War III is in the background and not fully elaborated. The story follows a group of American high school students, who resist the occupation with guerrilla warfare, naming themselves the Wolverines. Guys, if you are probably, I'd say 30 years old or older, you're gonna remember this movie. This was a really good movie. Again, it was depicted on an invasion by the Soviet Union and other nations that collaborated with the Soviet Union, and they invaded the United States. And then the remake was put out in 2012. This was a remake that came out in 2012 of the original of 1984. Now, listen, I'm going to give you a description of this remake, and then this is going to kind of tie in with my topic today. In this remake, the introductory montage shows the fallout of an economic crisis in the European Union and a weakened NATO alliance amid increasing cooperation between an increasingly militant North Korea and ultra-nationalist controlled Russia. The increased deployment of U.S. troops abroad left the mainland vulnerable, and the Wolverines eventually encounter Marine Sergeant Major Andrew Tanner and two other Marines, Smith and Hodges. They reveal that the Russian-backed North Korean invasion used an electromagnetic pulse weapon that crippled the United States electrical grid and rendered the military useless. Thus, they were able to invade the United States of America. And again, the reason why I bring this up, guys, is I'm seeing some disturbing stuff take place. I'm going to pull this off here so you can see me, so I can talk to you for a minute. This coronavirus, obviously the backdrop of reality of what's going on right now is a little bit different from Hollywood. However, I want you to think about something before we move forward here on this segment. America has been hit hard with this coronavirus. All of our response mechanisms that we have built in place are stretched to the max. FEMA, National Guard, emergency funds. Even today, there was some economic reports that came out, talked about relief funding that's drying up for small businesses, not to mention the healthcare system on the up in the north and in the northeast, even on the west coast. And not only America, guys, but even in Europe, even in Israel, we're seeing not just America, but America and her allies are all feeling the effects of this coronavirus. And as a result of this, some interesting stuff has transpired that I want to talk about. There was a headline that came out that we shared on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Listen to this headline. America's adversaries are seeking advantage while weakened by virus. Let me read that again. America's adversaries are seeking advantage while weakened by virus. A U.S. P8A plane. Sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied, so I'm going to move on here so I don't sit here and keep getting tongue-tied. A U.S. P8A plane, Russian plane, was soaring above the Mediterranean Sea. A U.S. P8A, I'm sorry, guys, I'm a little tired today, so bear with me, was soaring above the Mediterranean Sea on Wednesday when a Russian Su-35 fighter jet appeared on its tail. For 42 minutes, U.S. Navy officials say the Russian pilot flew an unsafe manner, at one point flying upside down and sweeping within 25 feet of the plane's nose. The high-stakes intercept, which U.S. officially say put the American air crew at risk, was just one in a string of incidents that has taken place or transpired over a roughly 24-hour period in which American military resolve was tested across the globe. Again, I'm reading from this article from Time. Time was the source of this. The high-stakes intercept, which U.S. officials put the American air crew at risk, was just one string of incidents that took place over a 24-hour period. No Americans were killed or injured during any of these events, but the timing, quote, was no coincidence. With the coronavirus cases among U.S. service members now at 2,486 and climbing, America's adversaries are emboldened to test U.S. military dominance. This was according to a current and former Defense Department. Also, earlier in the day, U.S. Space Command reported that Russian military had tested a missile capable of destroying U.S. satellites in low Earth orbit. Again, I'm going to read that again. Earlier, this was on Wednesday morning, U.S. Space Command reported that the Russian military had tested a missile that was capable of destroying U.S. satellites in low Earth orbit. And then after that, we had news that 11 Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards with gunboats conducted dangerous and harassing actions against 6 American warships operating in the Persian Gulf. According to sources, the U.S. Navy said that, quote, the motorboats repeatedly ran alongside and crisscrossed in front of the much larger American ships at high speeds and close range. At one point, they even buzzed within 10 yards of a cutter's bow. All right, all three of these incidents came shortly after there was another report. Again, all these things, guys, happen over a 24-hour period. All three incidences came after the report of a North Korean launch, which took place, which consisted of a barrage of short-range missiles from ground batteries and fighter jets off their east coast. The cluster of adversary action poses no serious threat to the U.S. military, but the crosswinds produced by coronavirus are strong. as Washington is preoccupied. Now, again, this is not even my opinion here. This is a piece from Time magazine that reported this. As Washington is preoccupied with its fight against the world's largest number of coronavirus cases, restrictions have been slapped on U.S. military operations and movements out of health concerns in almost every part of the world. Routine troop rotations and military family relocations have been paused due to a stop movement order that restricts all military travel. U.S. aircraft carriers, floating symbols of American might, are even sidelined. While it remains unclear how long the pandemic will loom over missions abroad, U.S. rivals are seeking to exploit the gaps that COVID-19 has created. Quote, I want to read you a quote from a former U.S. Defense Secretary and Republican Senator from Nebraska, Chuck Hagel. He went on to say that, quote, when the world and America are off balance, it presents opportunities for our adversaries. And that, my friend, is why I'm speaking to you today out of concern. Read that again from former U.S. Defense Secretary and Republican Senator from Nebraska. Quote, when the world and America are off balance, it presents opportunities for our adversaries. Quote, they will continue to make every effort to assert themselves in this time. I don't believe we are ever adequately prepared for events like we're living through now, especially a global health pandemic. Now, while this is taking place, consequently enough, while this is going on, you also had the report yesterday from Fox News and other mainstream sources also picked up on this, that the State Department is now concerned that China may be conducting small nuclear tests in secret. Again, this is from a report from Fox News, possibly violating an international agreement banning such tests. According to the report, a new State Department report on compliance with arms control, non-proliferation, and disarmament, first obtained by the Wall Street Journal early on Wednesday. Again, so look at all these events, guys, that are taking place. You've got, you have these actions, these provoking actions by Russia. You have North Korea conducting more missile tests and threats. You have China conducting small nuclear tests in secret. Now, guys, I was going to go in a certain direction today, but out of wisdom and out of discernment, I feel like I better not do that, because I know other podcasters and ministries and different people who have platforms will speak on these things, and many of them have been removed from these platforms. So, you know, the Word of God says we've got to be gentle as doves. We got to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So there's just some things that you guys already probably know that I don't need to elaborate on, because, again, there's certain key phrases and words that the powers that be are now flagging, tagging, shadow banning, removing. In fact, there was a report today. I don't have the article pulled up here. There's a report that came out today that Facebook is now stepping up their game and flagging anyone who likes, shares, or even comments on anything that they consider to be dangerous, destructive, or a hoax, or fabrication, fake news, or a conspiracy theory. And they are, they're flagging accounts, they're flagging people, and they're removing pages. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, whatever is spoken in the darkness, whatever has been spoken in the dark, shall be made known in the light. Whatever is covered up shall be revealed and made known. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen today. But eventually, the truth will always prevail. Just remember me telling you that. The truth will always prevail. So it's going to be interesting. Now, I want to go back and I want to talk about something else that's very interesting here. And that is the fact that the reason why I'm concerned about this is because many individuals, including myself, have had multiple dreams about military invasions on our own soil here in the United States of America. I'm sure if I took a poll right now and asked many of you guys on YouTube, on podcasts, on Facebook, that many of you can testify that you have had similar dreams, excuse me, of military invasions in the United States of America. So I want to share a few of my own. And I've got these dated. I keep these journaled and I've got these dated. In 2015, on September, in 2015, I had a dream that involved a Russian invasion. Some of you guys have heard this. Some of you have not. Let me see if I can pull up the audio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ricky Scapero of End Time Headlines. It is Thursday morning, 8:32 a.m. Eastern, August 20th, 2015. Good morning, guys. Thank you for joining me real quick. Guys, let me get straight to the point. This morning, approximately around 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier than that this morning, I had a very vivid dream. I don't have a lot of dreams. Hold on, guys. Let me get situated here. Hey, guys. Thank you for joining me. I don't have a lot of dreams, especially of this nature. In fact, a dream like this is the first time in 15 years that I've ever had a hey, Dave, good morning. It's the first dream that I've had in 15 years. It's anywhere like this. It's this vivid and this detailed. So let me get straight to the point. Again, it was probably around 5:45, 6 a.m. this morning. I had a very vivid dream. In this dream, I had an individual whom I personally know, who's in my family, come to me in this dream, and he says, "Have you? You need to check the news out." And I said, "Why? What's going on?" He said, "It's on all over the radio. It's on the television." I said, "What is it?" He said, "You need to go turn the television on." I said, "Okay, okay, okay." And I turn on the television, and what I'm going to show you, and I try to find an image that would best depict what I saw in my dream. So this is the best thing I could find, and I'll elaborate a little bit more on this as I'm talking about this. But I'm going to show you what. This is an image of America being invaded. And in this image, they're being invaded from the west and from the east. But in the dream, I saw a map just like this. Now, I didn't see these towers right here. So this wasn't in there, but I saw from the west, from the east, and from the north. There was nothing coming from the south, okay? In this dream, I heard the newscast. The news broadcaster said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing extraordinary events that are taking place in America. It is apparent that we are being invaded." And I heard this in my dream. And he said, "If there was ever a time to pray, it would be now." That's all I heard in this dream. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Ready? Again, I saw there was an invasion coming from the west, from the east, and it was coming from the north. And it was, and I want to say this, this is where it became detailed. It was air and sea. Again, let me say that again. It was air and sea. I saw bombers and warships, submarines. Again, warships, submarines, and bombers. It was coming from in these. And again, it was on the news. We were sitting here watching this on the news, and you could see them coming in from the west. They were coming in from the east, and they were coming in from the north. There was nothing coming in from the south. Now, guys, here's where it gets chilling. Again, this is, I'm not going to add, you know, I don't want to add anything to this, but what I saw on, this is where it gets a little, chilling. Again, when I saw the, again, it was from sea and air. I saw bombers, submarines and warships that were coming in. And, for whatever reason, when I saw the, you know, these different types of military vehicles and so on and so forth, when they were like zoomed in, it was amplified to me. And this is what I saw. I saw the colors on the nation that was invading us. I was permitted to see the colors, and this is what I saw, guys. That is the colors. And everybody knows what that is. That was very bold. It was bright. And I saw those, this color, this is the color of Russia's flag. And I saw this when it was coming from the, again, from the west, the east, and from the north. Again, I heard the commentator, the journalist, the newscaster say, "Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing extraordinary events taking place in America. It is apparent, or it appears that we are in being invaded, or we are under attack." Some of them words were interchanged in this dream. And I heard, again, these towers, guys, was not in a dream. Again, this is, I pulled this map because this is the best thing I can show you. But these towers, this has nothing to do with what I saw. So don't, please ignore the towers. This had, you're going to have to go back and watch this again. Again, take these towers out of it. This has nothing to do with it. I'm talking about, if you're just joining me, I had a dream this morning, a very vivid dream. I'm going to go over this one more time, then you guys can go back and watch this. So, of course, I know there'd be, I knew there'd be scoffers that would make light, and that's okay. Again, I have no dog in a fight. I have nothing to gain from this. If anything, I know that I'm going to gain a lot of scoffing from it. So, but as a watchman, I have to come out and I have to say what I did see. So it, regardless of what people think or their opinions, I will just declare to you what I saw. Again, approximately 5:45 a.m., somewhere between 5:45 a.m. to 6 a.m. this morning, I was awakened with a very vivid dream in which a family member of mine comes to me in the dream and says, "You need to look at the news. Something is happening." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "It's all over the radio. It's on television." I turn on my television. When I turn it on, I look and see something very similar to what I'm looking at now. Again, take away these towers and you got to add arrows coming from the north. There weren't really arrows, guys, but I saw an invasion from sea and air. Bombers, warships and submarines coming from the west, coming from the east, and coming from the north. There was nothing coming from the south. And I heard the commentator, the news commentator say, "Ladies and gentlemen, extraordinary events are taking place in America. It is apparent that we are under an invasion. If there was ever a time to pray, it is now." And in the dream, I hit my knees, as anyone rightfully would, and began to intercede and cry out for our nation, and I was awakened. So again, I know many individuals have seen Solomon. I don't know who you're referring to, but I'm not fearful. Again, the Lord shows these things to people so that we can intercede and pray. And I want to say this, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen. I want to say that again. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. However, it could happen. America's walls have been breached. And what do I mean by that? America's walls have been breached from the abominations, what we... Hold on, guys. Abominations that we've done through bloodshed, through abortion that's going on, through same-sex marriage legislation that the Supreme Court passed, and the list goes on, guys. So we're opening ourselves up to vulnerability to be attacked, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that by any means. There's been multiple warnings that's been issued. Again, in ancient Israel, when their walls were breached, when they fell into abominations, when they fell into abominations, and they allowed themselves to be opened up to the adversary, to their enemy, to the sword or war in the Bible. So, again, guys, this is something that and what's really ironic about this is last night we were praying for the nation. If you joined me on my my Periscope cast last night, we began to intercede. In the last portion of that, we begin to cry out and we begin to intercede for the nation of America. Guys, we are in Teshuvah. This is the time that we have got to be in prayer. We've got to be in intercession. And if we do not see a genuine repentance coming from America, then this could be a reality. Now, what's something else that's interesting is this morning, and this is breaking news, North Korea and South Korea are now exchanging fire as tensions mount. Apparently, rocket fire took place again on the border of North and South Korea, pushing already tensions that have been elevated to a dangerously high level. So that's taking place now with North Korea and South Korea. So so a lot of things are happening in quick, guys. Again, yes, I wanted to share this. I'm documenting this in my journal today, again, on this Thursday, August 20th. I'm going to put this in my prayer journal, begin to intercede and pray about this situation. So I just wanted to share this with you guys so you know, please begin to pray about this situation and intercede about it. So again, very, very vivid dream. There's really, there's nothing to leave in questioning here because it was so detailed that I don't have to really elaborate any deeper, any further in this situation. So yes, I'm familiar with the Henry Groover, Grover, I think that's how he says his name. I am familiar with that. He saw a Russian invasion. William Branham saw a Russian invasion. David Wilkerson saw a Russian invasion. Sorry, it's early, guys. So I am familiar with other watchmen that have seen this.
Yes, but I had in 2015, I had a dream. I was awakened by a dream in which I saw a Russian invasion that was taking place by air and by sea. Again, a Russian invasion was taking place, excuse me, by air and by sea. And again, you guys on Facebook and podcasts, I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel and you can see the full thing in detail. So I want to give you some more. We're going to move on. On September 20th, 2019, I'm going to just read this. Quote, I received a very detailed and disturbing dream in the early hours of this morning. Again, this was on September 20th, 2019. I was with a group of people as we were walking through some trails of what looked like the Appalachian Mountains or somewhere that had a lot of trees and thick foliage. It was a nice warm day, and as we were walking, we heard something above us. And as we looked to see what it was, we saw a large missile coming down at an angle above us. The missile had the Russian colors upon them. There was nothing left for speculation in this dream regarding whom the missiles even belonged to. As we watched this missile struck probably about 5 miles in front of us to the right. Suddenly, we witnessed a huge explosion on impact, and the fire could be seen spreading towards us quickly. As we began to run in the opposite direction, another missile struck to the left of us, resulting in the same explosion and intense heat that I could feel my face literally burning. The fires began to close in on both sides, and we had no other choice but to begin to cry out to the Lord. I then woke up. This makes several dreams I've now had regarding an attack from Russia. Quote, I am now journaling these. And again, I wrote this back in September 2019. I'm now journaling this one as we will keep this in prayer. I don't fully understand how this may come about or when, but I believe these are warning dreams, and it is imperative that we remain in much prayer and intercession for our nation. Now, I want to give you two. I want to share three other quick dreams I had on December 23rd and December 24th. These were back-to-back dreams. Now, what's very alarming about this, what's very, alarming about this is when you go to the book of Genesis, the Lord tells us there's a principle of dreaming. When Pharaoh had a dream, and he had the dream twice, and it regarded the same situation, Joseph told him the two dreams were one, and the reason why he had them short, they were short together, is because it was established by God and shall shortly come to pass. So I always remember that principle. So let me read this. Again, this is December 23rd, December 24th, 2019. On Sunday night, I had a dream in which my family and I was in a two-story house and heard what sounded like gunfire and explosions from outside. I quickly ran to the window to look outside to see what was happening. I was on the second floor, and when I looked outside, I saw multitudes in military gear with assault rifles and other weapons. So they were in the yard. When I was looking out, I could see them. I heard these men speaking in a language I did not understand. So they were foreign. This was not American troops. They were coming from every direction and were entering. And when I looked, I saw them entering homes and was coming to ours. We quickly cut out all the lights and hid in the house on the upper floor and tried to remain quiet. I then saw a man in the hallway through the cracked door. I saw his flashlight in the hallway as we was entering other rooms, and then he came to the door of our room. I saw him standing at the doorway with an assault rifle and began to enter the room, and then I was awakened. And that was on the 23rd of December of 2019. Then the next night, on the 24th, I had another dream. Quote, and I wrote this down in my journal. The dream bothered me, but I kind of wrote it off as just a dream. But then, and I was referring to the dream I just shared you. Then, listen to this. Then last night, this was the 24th of December, the second dream came. And in this dream, we were all in our truck, and the entire neighborhood was under martial law and filled with military vehicles, and there was men and checkpoints were everywhere. It was then, after having two dreams back to back, that I have now decided to take these very seriously and pray and intercede over these. Trust me, and I even wrote this down, quote, trust me, I really hope it was just coincidental dreams and it's just that, dreams, in parentheses. But then, on January 1st of 2020, I had another. So this was within a week after this. I had one more dream. And in that dream, this was the third consecutive dream in a matter of like a week. This one was very short and it was very quick. And in this dream, it involved military men going door to door. Here it is again, almost the same in the same thread of this dream. In this dream, I saw military men going door to door and reinstating what looked like to be the draft. Now, I wrote this down. I considered to be what it looked like to me in the dream was they were reinstating the draft, but I don't fully know. All I remember was these military men was going door to door, and they had a clipboard. They had a clipboard, and it was they had a pen, and they were getting the people that answered the doors. They had to sign off on these things. There were specific people. I remember that specific people in the household that had to sign whatever this was on the clipboard. So I assumed that it was a draft of some sort, but I don't know. That's why I'm throwing this out as a matter of prayer and intercession. So this is very interesting. Now, I want to, again, the reason why I'm concerned about this is because we are, our nation right now is stretched to the max with, again, with FEMA and the National Guard, nurses, medical staff, military, volunteers, people coming out of retirement, and they're all dealing with the coronavirus. So think about this, guys. I want you to think about something for a moment. FEMA is already stretched to the max, and we cannot afford major disasters in America. And guys, we're just now entering into tornado season. Some of you all got a wake up of that real quick and was reminded in the deep south of that, in Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama. Again, we're just now entering into tornado season. And they just got hit hard in the deep south. And then we've got forecasters. Forecasters had just come out from Colorado State University. They do this every year. And they've just released their hurricane predictions for the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. And they're calling for a, quote, above average season. According to WPTV, the researchers are predicting that there will be 16 named storms, 8 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes of a Category 3 strength or greater. A Category 3 strength or greater. Again, guys, listen to me. We cannot afford this type of disaster in America right now. With what's going on right now with the coronavirus, if we was to have a tornado situation like the Joplin, Missouri tornado, the Moore, Oklahoma tornado, the Henryville tornado, that was real close to my neck of the woods, within a 30-minute drive from where I am, that was disastrous and hit a school. If we was to get anything, if we was to get a hurricane anywhere on the level of Katrina, we're talking about, could you imagine with our resources stretched and maxed out to the way they are? By the way, this morning, there was an alert that said that our nation's emergency small business lending program has officially tapped out. There is at $349 billion, we have no money left for small businesses. So what are we going to do? What's going to happen if we, now they're pushing this thing out, they're kicking the can up to the middle of May or the end of May. They've already closed Fourth of July events as far out as Fourth of July, all the way out into July. Schools, at least in my area in Indiana and other locations, have been closed or canceled for the rest of the year. There's people out there, again, I talked about this on another segment, they're talking about that it could be another 18 months. 18 months that we could have rolling shutdowns. Well, friends, the tap has run dry. We're stretching ourselves thin. So on top of all this, the reason why I'm concerned about this is because, again, our adversaries, don't think for a moment that our adversaries are not watching closely and paying attention to our condition and our weakened condition, our economic condition, our hospitals in the state that they're in, with FEMA stretched, with the military taking a hit it is. Don't think for a second that our adversaries are not watching and taking note. This is very concerning. And the fact that North Korea, it's no secret, North Korea has the capability of doing this. Russia has the capability of doing this. Iran has the capability of doing this. And that is firing. And again, this has been a concern for years, is that if any of these nations, or if these nations was to collaborate together and fire an electromagnetic pulse bomb and launch that thing and fire that thing over the United States of America. I want you to think about that. If they did that right now, in the condition that we're in, to take advantage of, guys, it could be disastrous. And can I tell you, and please don't think I'm telling you that this is, but I can't help but to think of the book of Revelation when it talks about Mystery Babylon. And I'm not saying, don't go and say, well, I heard Brother Ricky say that America is Mystery Babylon. Listen, I will go on record and say that it could be. I'm not going to be dogmatic and say that it's not, but I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying it could be. But your Bible says whoever this Mystery Babylon is, they are going to be hit. I'm going to close with this, guys. This is where we're going to close our podcast today and our broadcast. Whoever this Mystery Babylon is going to get hit by a sudden attack. And this sudden, quick attack is going to be so devastating that the Bible says that this Mystery Babylon in 1 hour will be taken completely out. They will be annihilated. They will be destroyed in 1 hour's time. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, I'm not worried about that. It's not America, by the way. And we've got allies. We've got Israel. We've got Britain. Guys, listen, Israel is fighting their own coronavirus right now. Britain is dealing with the coronavirus. All of America and her allies are all in the same boat. This is not just the United States issue here. This is the world is dealing with this. But now, consequently, interesting enough, China seems to be pulling out of it. They've opened Wuhan back up. They've opened the wet market back up. Now they're allegedly testing small nuclear weapons. And now there was an article today that China's economy can now supersede that of America for the first time. America is slowly falling from being the great superpower that we once was. And I'm not saying that it could happen. I'm not saying it won't happen, but I'm saying it could happen. And I'm not saying that America isn't, and I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying could. I'm throwing this out as a talking point today that you guys can talk about this with your friends, talk about this with your family, talk about this at dinner table, something. But listen, don't just talk about this. Pray about this. Pray about this, because again, this, and I could, my gosh, I could spend another 30 minutes and talk about other men of God who's had dreams about Russian invasions and Chinese invasions of Russia with China. And I could talk about how things that they've seen and nuclear attacks and destruction. And we could go on and on and on and talk about this for a whole 2 hour segment, but we're not going to do that today. But here's what I want to do. Again, before we sign out today, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. I want to encourage, I implore you guys on Facebook Live that's watching this, do not rely on Facebook alone to get our messages, to get our headlines, to get notifications. Because again, what more proof do you need? We posted an article today. Facebook is cracking down. And they're going to suppress, flag, and censor everything. Even, listen, it don't matter if it is truly fake news or not. Whatever, they are the social media arbitrators of truth right now. Whether you agree with it, you don't like it, you disagree with it, or you bury your head in the sand, it don't matter. Because at the end of the day, if you're on their platform, you're going to abide by the rules. They're a private corporation and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm just being honest with you. So this is why we always tell you to please go to, if you have an Android phone, go to the Android store. If you have an Apple phone, go to the Apple store. Find our app, End Time Headlines. Download it. It's free. You can get the app. And this way you can see our podcast, see our YouTube. You can see our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You will get push notifications. All of it's going to be right there in your hand and be there for you. So we want to encourage you to do that. Again, you guys on YouTube, we are on Facebook for now. I don't know how long we'll be on there, but we're there. Twitter, we're on Instagram. And again, you can find us on our apps at Android and Apple as well. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com is our main website. Again, we want to thank you. I want to take this personal time before we're getting ready to pray here, guys, but I just want to thank all of our partners and supporters of our ministry. it is by your support, your generous support and partnership, that we're able to continue to do what we do on a weekly basis, to inform you, to encourage you, to edify you, to equip you. And without your support, your partnership, we would not be able to do and continue to do what we're doing. So we just want to let you know, I get every letter. We get every letter. We get every email. We get every message. We get every donation. And we thank you for that. And we greatly appreciate your support. And if, again, maybe you're watching this and listening to this and you say, you know what, I want to partner with what you guys are doing. We stand behind and support the vision of End Time Headlines. You guys can do that. Again, go to our main website. If you've got the app on your phone, there's a little place that says donate. You just hit that button. It's going to take you to a place where you can give electronically or by check or money order. So you can do that. We want to encourage you to do that as the Lord puts it upon your heart. So let's pray, guys. Here's what I want to pray. We're going to pray. If I'll lead us in prayer, and I want you to agree with me as I pray, and I'm going to pray as I feel led to pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for this word that you've given me today, this message, this topic that we've talked about. But Lord, it comes with great concern and great responsibility. As a watchman, Lord, I see these things. I sound the alarm. And Father, I am asking, Lord God, for every prayer intercessor, every prayer warrior, and those that will hear this podcast, listen to this YouTube segment, watch this by Facebook Live. Lord, they see these things coming to pass. They see these things approaching. They see that we're crossing that threshold. We are living in perilous times. We're living in dangerous times. And God, I'm asking, Father, that you would begin to strengthen us, that you would begin to shower us with mercy, God. Lord, we come to you as a collective whole, as a one unified voice that represents the United States of America. Lord, and whatever nation that may be watching today, and we repent on the behalf of our nation for the shedding of innocent blood. We repent, Lord God, for abominations what's been committed in the land. We repent of idolatry that's been done in the land. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that you would hear our cries from heaven, and that you would heal our land. Father, I ask that you would release heavenly angels from your sanctuary, and that you would begin to dispatch them on the borders of our nation, the borders of our country, that you, Lord God, would prevent any kind of threat, terrorist attack, plot, plan, perpetrated attack or assault against our nation, Lord, against our leadership, against our president, and against those in command, Lord. And I declare that no weapon forged or formed against this nation shall prosper in Jesus' name. I'm asking that you would expose evil, that you'd expose, Lord God, that which is being held in secret, that which is being confined in dark places. Lord, bring it to light. May it be manifest and may it be revealed in the light of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, I'm asking that you would have your way and have your purpose in this. Lord, as we today at sunset, today, this is the last day of Passover. Lord, as tomorrow we enter out of the season of Passover, I pray that things would begin to turn around in our nation. That, Lord God, this disease, this infirmity, this pestilence, I pray that, God, it would begin to subside, that we would get a breakthrough, God. One more time, God, may you begin to rally your church, God. Pull your ecclesia together again one more time, that we begin to pray and seek God, seek your face, seek heaven. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, if it's in your will, one last time, a major, mighty revival begin to sweep this nation. Why? For the sake of the souls that would be redeemed and saved by the blood of the Lamb through these times. And Father, I trust you and believe you, as well as the people that are watching us today, that Father, you know those that are in the remnant. You know those that are yours. And you said in Malachi chapter 3 that, Father, there's a book in heaven called the Book of Remembrance. And you said, as a man spares his precious jewels, you said, even so, the Lord knows whose those are his. And you said, even as the Lord makes a distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous, God, you are sparing those who are in you, under your shadow, the Almighty, in covenant with you, and that are crying out. Lord, we are that remnant, like Abraham, when he pleaded with you in Sodom and Gomorrah and said, God, if you can find 10 righteous in the nation, in the land, will you not spare it? God, I pray that you would hear those remnant tonight, that remnant that's crying out and saying, Lord, have mercy upon this nation for the sake of us that are seeking your face and crying out in repentance and asking that you would have mercy upon our land. And Father, I pray that it be done so. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now listen, guys, we're going to sign off for this week. We're going to take off. We won't be on here Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But I've got exciting news. We will be back on here on Monday, and we are going to kick off and continue our series out of the book of Revelation chapter 13. And guys, if you've not, we've gotten a lot of feedback on this. If you've not heard any of the messages on this, I want to encourage you, if you've got our app, go to our podcast, go to the YouTube channel, listen. Go back and listen to the one we did on the Antichrist. We did one on the false prophet. And then Monday, we're going to continue our series, and we're going to talk about the image of the beast. I've got 9 or 10 pages of notes on this. 9 or 10 pages of notes. So it probably ain't going to be a one Monday, one message on just that, on the image of the beast. We'll probably have to break it up and do 2 parts to that one message, but we're going to continue our series. And we've got some information in that I believe some of you's never heard before. It's going to be a revelation that maybe you've never heard, never seen. We're going to have pictures, images. It's going to be exciting stuff. I can't wait to get into that series. And then we're going to, again, and we've got the Mark of the Beast as well that we're going to do. And I haven't even started on making notes on that. And so that'll probably be an exhaustive study as well, but it's going to be very informative. And that's what, listen, people are seeking the truth. People want to know what's going on. They want to know the times and seasons of which we're in. This is why I felt led by the Spirit of the Lord that it's imperative that we get this series out there. We inform our listeners that you can share this with your family, your friends, your relatives, your coworkers, those that you love, and that you want to keep informed of what's going on. Because, guys, people are searching and they're seeking for answers of where this is heading, what this looks like, what all this means, and we want to get them the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, we love you guys. We appreciate you again taking the time out today to come on here for this segment. So we're going to sign off today, and we'll be back on here next week to continue our series out of the book of Revelation. God bless.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.